Hello and welcome to Bounce. This is our first podcast, and my name is Dr. Catherine Munn. I'm the leader of the Bounce podcast, and today we're going to be interviewing me, actually. So Annie Xu is with me today. Annie is the coordinator on the Bounce project and also a recent graduate from the Bachelor of Health Sciences program in the Child Health Specialization. So I'm going to turn it over to Annie to ask me a few questions today.
So would you just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, your various roles on campus, but also who you are as a person?
So yes, I've been at McMaster for quite a long time since I was a medical student at McMaster. And following that, I did a psychiatry residency at McMaster and then a master's degree as well. And then I came on and worked as a psychiatrist in the Student Wellness Center for 17 years at McMaster. Seeing students all across McMaster, undergraduate and graduate students. I'm no longer doing that, but now I'm the Assistant Dean of Resident Affairs, meaning I work with medical residents who are getting through their various medical residency programs. And I still continue to work on a number of projects like Bounce and another project, a mental health literacy project called Professor Hippo on Campus, as well as other projects all related to the mental health, well-being, and substance use issues among post-secondary students and kind of in the post-secondary community. So that's kind of where my academic background comes from.
I see. Okay. So maybe this next question will kind of connect to your old one. What inspired you to take on this project? Was it related to your experiences at McMaster?
Yeah. So I think so many different things it came together, I guess, to kind of develop Bounce and to bring all the folks together who have been part of our team. I think conversations around campus that I've been having with faculty and staff and alumni about the importance of mental health and the importance of really helping each other get through difficult times has been a real theme in the past, but also particularly, I think, during the pandemic. I think one of the conversations I had was with Dr. David Clark, who's one of our Bounce team members. And Dr. Clark has a colleague named Rebecca Gagan at the University of Victoria. And he introduced the two of us by email. And he described this project, Bounce, that began at University of Victoria under Rebecca's leadership. And when he described it to me, you know, as being a series of videos originally, where faculty and alumni were being interviewed by Rebecca and talking about their struggles, their difficulties, experiences of failure. I just thought that was such a tremendous idea and way of really opening up dialogue and more open conversation on our campus too, about the struggles that we all have as students and trying to make our way through. And not to say they're all equivalent, they're all very different, but I think we can learn a lot by just sharing our stories. And sometimes I feel like we don't get to hear other people's stories of struggle. We more get to hear stories of success and achievement. So I thought, what a great idea that Rebecca had. And so with her permission and kind of lots of consultation with her and with our team, we sort of have we've developed our own version of Bounce for McMaster.
What would you hope that students and others across campus get out of these podcasts? What's the main message?
I think the main message is that we're all human and that we can all struggle and suffer at times in our lives. And most of us will. That's sort of what life is really about. And some of us will struggle a lot more than others, or some will struggle more in that time, those times as students than others, or have more barriers. But I think when we are able to kind of share our experiences, but also hear about other people's experiences, there's just so much that we can learn from those. And I also hope it just helps to connect us as human beings, recognizing that we are all human beings, whether we're faculty, whether we're a student, whether we're an alumni out working or a staff member. Really, we're all kind of struggling through this life, and we'll encounter barriers and we'll have failures and times when we're not achieving or doing as we hope we will do, or we're coming across some other problem. And I think by sharing more openly those experiences, it can really, really connect us and help us realize like we're all human and just trying to get through this and do the best we can.
That's definitely an important message to take away from, especially during the pandemic. Now, what have you learned from leading this project?
Well, that's a, such a great question. I think what I've learned is that when you open up a space for people to talk about some of their difficulties, they're actually very willing to talk about them. And I think it's when we can sort of approach these conversations from a kind of curious, non-judgmental place, just being interested and trying to understand someone's experience, they really are prepared to share a lot with us. And by sharing that, it really helps us understand that person, but understand and think about a lot of different issues in relation to ourselves. So when we hear someone else talking about something, we listen to their experience, but we also think about, well, what kind of experiences have I had that are similar to those? Or what can I take from their learnings about their situation and apply to my own life? Or how could I help my friend who might be struggling with something similar to that person? So I think there's so many things, but I think mostly it's about the importance of listening and finding time to hear people's stories and not just hear about their achievements and positive stories, but also taking time to hear about the challenges and difficulties people face.
Your response makes me think of the term resilience. It's a term that we use as we try to create this podcast and this project, but it's also something I think that a lot of people will think of when they listen to our podcasts. How would you define resilience?
Yeah, so I think there's so many different ways of defining resilience. And in the context of this project, we approached it simply at the beginning as it's called Bounce. And the reason Dr. Gagan called it Bounce is the idea that we have to bounce back from adversity. We recover from situations of challenge and adversity that we face. I think what our committee has and our team has spent a lot of time talking about is how resilience can kind of take on a bit of a negative twist or a solitary twist often, where it's sort of framed as being something where if someone is resilient, they will bounce back from all challenges and they will do that on their own, that they'll be able to kind of manage to come back. It'll be an independent effort and they'll come back even better than they were before. And I think we all recognize that it's not so simple as that. And I think we've really embraced a more sort of systemic or collective definition of resilience, which really helps us to think about, well, what are the things around us in the systems around us and the environment around us that can help us to become more resilient or can actually interfere with us being resilient? And so I think thinking about what the school, what the university can do to help people become more resilient is really part of the task of the modern day university. How do we help our students in particular be as resilient and have the most chance to come back from adversity or failure or difficulty as we can? And so I think that's sort of been a lot of our discussions around the table have been about understanding resilience as a more systemic and collective effort, not just an individual one.
I definitely think that's a major learning for me as well, the idea of shifting from individual resilience to systemic resilience. Okay, I think we are nearing the end of our mini interview, but I have one last very, very important question for you, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Are you a cat or a dog person?
Well, I think you probably know Annie by now that I'm a bit of a dog person, though I also like cats too. I'm just allergic to cats, but I have been known to go on a little bit too long about my favorite dog named Maisie, who is
the favorite part of my meetings.
Who is a pandemic puppy, Labradoodle. Maisie is the apple of my eye for the past year and has helped get me through the pandemic, as I think many people's pets have. And so I'm a cat and a dog person. I also am really a big nature person and an outdoors person. So I think dogs and the outdoors kind of for me go together, and my Maisie, rain or shine, snow or hail, you have to take her out. And so she's been good at getting me through the pandemic and getting me through tough times, getting me out on the trails and outside, even when I'd rather sort of curl up in a chair at home.
Okay, that's it for our interview. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you, Annie. And I think that's the end of our first podcast. So thanks so much.